I don't think that's anything worse.
Are those all insulting terms?
I think they are. They're becoming easier to handle, but I think basically they are insulting to the policeman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then the place where the fireman...
Pig!
Yes. Okay. Place where the firemen work is the...
Firehouse.
Okay. And place where the policemen work?
It's a police station.
And if
or
a person...
Or precinct.
If a person were arrested for, say, being drunk, where would he spend the night?
In jail.
Is there a special part of the jail for the drunks?
I guess there probably is.
Do you know the term drunk tank?
No.
Okay.
I know the term hoosegow.
Yes. Any other old terms for jail?
No, I don't think so.
Calaboose?
Calaboose, yes, okay. Calaboose.
I wish I could think of some more, because I bet you'd know them. What do you call the man who delivers the mail?
The postman.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
If it's a lady, what would you call her?
I call her a postman.
Okay. And who's the man who picks up the garbage?
He's a garbage man.
Anything else?
No. That's the difference between him and the trash man.
Is there?
Because the trash man picks up trash off the street rather than garbage.
What's the difference between trash and garbage?
That's a good question, isn't it? But trash would be leaves and trees and just things that you... But I think garbage is, for the most part, things coming out of your kitchen.
Fine. And what would you say a person has if he can gain favors from City Hall?
Clout.
Anything else?
He has influence.
What would you call a city employee who has no real job, he doesn't do anything, he just draws a paycheck?
I don't know. A city employee.
Yeah, he performs no services, no responsibilities, but he draws a salary. I hope that Atlanta doesn't have them, but they may.
I can't think of a name for him.
Do you know the term payroller?
No.
Good. Nobody knows that. You don't have any term at all for that?
I don't have a term.
Okay. What would you call, not names of specific stores, but a very large store where you buy food?
A grocery store.
Anything else if it's a big chain?
Sometimes we might refer to it as a chain store.
Okay. What about a little neighborhood store?
It would be a grocery store.
Okay. Suppose... It's one of those that opens early and stays open very late.
Oh.
And usually they're expensive.
I don't think I have a name for it. Unless it's if it's run by Jews, then we always refer to it as the Jew store.
Now, is that...
I don't hear that so often now.
Is that the same as a 7-Eleven type store?
No, well, during those times when it was called a Jew store, it was not. It was generally sort of the corner market.
Okay, uh-huh. Do you have a name for the 7-Eleven type store without using a brand name?
I guess that's a convenience store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my term too.
Uh-huh, a convenience store.
How about the kind of store, or it might be just a section in a big grocery store, where you go to buy special processed meats and salads?
The delicatessen.
Mm-hmm. We talked about electric skillets earlier. What are other appliances that you might use if you were not using your stove for heating things?
You might use appliances
mm-hmm.
if you're not using your stove outside of a microwave.
Good.
A microwave oven.
That's one.
And I have just purchased